This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Hey, everybody. It's Tuesday. Woo! It rained in some places. Very wet here. Vinny, you said it was wet.
Windshield wipers on my drive-in today.
Crazy. Yeah. It's a... it's good. I mean, every little drop helps.
Well, and we've got fires happening too already.
I hope
how close are you to Vallejo, Coco?
Oh, she's very close.
Right next door.
Like 10 minutes.
They evacuated.
I was so confused because I saw somebody post on Facebook late last night, because I couldn't sleep, if people were smelling smoke, and I was like, I don't know. So I just kept scrolling. And then I saw that a couple articles come through today that they had to evacuate. And I had no idea. And I drive through Vallejo to get here. And I didn't see anything. So,
okay.
Yeah.
No. Oh, that's weird.
Well, yeah. I'm not necessarily saying the whole town of Vallejo or city of Vallejo evacuated, but there parts of the area where there were evacuations, which I've experienced. And it's not good.
Not
and
fun.
Then Big Sur also having some wildfires. So hopefully they got a little of this moisture there. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would help.
I don't know if they did. I know. We got, again, it was fully wet on the ground when I walked out this morning.
Well, that helps.
Oh, hey, Boston,
right?
T-shirt.
Nice. Oh, hey. Nice.
Thanks.
Very nice.
Well, I actually just got sweaty thinking about fires, I guess.
Oh.
Or having a hot flash, or it's just hot out. I don't know. Yeah. Hey, oh, it's my turn.
I think it's a hot flash.
Will you stop it with the hot flashes? Every little thing that happens, he's like, you're having a hot flash.
Well, yesterday you were fanning yourselves with your fingers.
It was like, it got warm. It gets warm in the house.
That doesn't even
work. Warm in the house, and in the house
surface
warm.
Area is there in your
I like how you were freezing a couple weeks ago, and now it's warm in the house.
Well, I was freezing earlier. Don't worry, I'll be freezing later. I'll put that sweatshirt back on, I'm sure.
Those are fully signs of a hot flash right there.
Okay, whatever you say. Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by Mare Island Dock of Bay Music Festival.
Oh.
That's right. There was one, I was looking this up, there's a band there that was, the name escapes me, but it was like a play on funk, and it was funny. Take the ferry from San Francisco or Sausalito to sunny Mare Island for a day of amazing music on the water. For tickets, visit dockofbayfest.com Saturday, September 18th. Music and brews with waterfront views. Now that's a tagline.
That sounds nice.
Doesn't it sound like just a joy? Like music and brews and a waterfront view and maybe no masks? I don't know. There's a new variant, the Delta Force, I think it's called.
Slow down. We're back at, hold on. We just got out onto the
Well, that's what I'm saying. It just seems too good to be true.
Just drop that variant part of the story and let's get back to, were we watching music with brews?
Fingers crossed, man. Brews and views. That's all I ask. If I'm vaccinated, will I be protected against the variants?
We're not. No.
That's a good question.
That's not this segment. Stop it.
Okay, sorry. Let's talk about Big Brother.
All right.
Okay.
The pandemic may be over for us, but it's not over for them. They've finalized the cast. This is Big Brother 23. Look, I get it. Only me, Vinny, and like 12 other people are into this. Welcome, the 12. And everybody else, just know that Bryn and Nicole are rolling their eyes with you.
On your side. We're sleeping along with you.
Big Brother 23, the cast has been finalized and is headed for quarantine.
Great.
So they are, obviously, everyone needs to be vaccinated to get into the house. That is a requirement. They've also been COVID testing them. And what they're doing, it looks like what they're doing right now is those kidnap scenes, those stupid fake things where they are surprised by finding a key at the bottom of a well or, you know, whatever. And they're like, oh, my God, am I going to the Big Brother house? They didn't notice the camera crew, I guess, leading up to it.
Yeah.
So silly. Just so silly. But, it's, you know, it's fun. It's the meet the cast thing. And you get
whatever.
To see
it's
them.
The,
and they're
what they do, right.
Right, exactly. So during COVID-19, they, in order to even have a season, they had to use... They had to get washed up old players. And it was a terrible season. Like, you could tell from day one who was going to win, who was running the house. And it just was a flop of a season, mm-hmm. which was a bummer because we were all trapped in the house. And that's on three nights a week. And if it's good, it's absolutely great. And you can even watch the live feeds 24/7. So we're hoping, they say they've actually made some pretty significant changes to the game. This is what CBS is putting out there in order to keep it from being as predictable as it can become.
Okay, so I really think that it has the potential to be great entertainment.
Oh my God, it's
it
so
has
good.
Fallen far short of that a bunch of seasons lately. So I hope whatever they're talking about addresses the proper things, including casting. Like, honestly,
you gotta get the
ask
right
a
cast
question
in there.
Of one or two of these dudes, so you know they're not going to become the person we can't even watch. You know, without looking through our fingers. Like,
right.
Jesus, man. Come on. Right. I mean, cheese and rice, man, is what I meant to say.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Thank you. Jesus, right.
Jesus. The Jesus.
Cheese us.
It's coming back with a 2-hour live move-in premiere episode on Wednesday, July 7th.
Oh, that's really close.
I know, it is. It's a couple weeks away. When is 4th of July?
It's 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. What?
Tomorrow's
what,
the 23rd.
The
did you say July 7th?
Today, yeah.
Yeah, July. You know what's funny? I really thought there was at least 3 weeks left until July 4th. I guess because we have that vacation thrown in the middle here. Feels like June just went away. Mm-hmm. Can't believe it. Wow. Oh, I'm so excited. All right, so there's that. That's it. So Big Brother haters, you can safely return.
Thank God.
Maybe you're a Ted Lasso
lover. Get out of
here,
Bryn.
So I had Bryn put the new trailer for season 2
oh
up.
Oh God, it's so awesome.
This is for Ted Lasso.
Oh.
Which mm-hmm. is an Apple TV show.
Uh-huh.
And it's honestly, it was the highlight of the pandemic. Like it's
such
a
feel-good.
It's what
the doctor ordered
it
in
is,
every way.
Amen. There it mm-hmm. is. Just good people and good feelings and competitiveness and fun and heart and
so much heart.
Just such a great show. Like I would have never thought.
I would just describe it as almost a throwback in the sense that it's got heart and it's super funny.
Yeah. And weird. Like an incredibly weird scenario to start. The premise of the show is like, okay, well, that would never happen. So once
well,
you
like all sitcoms, I
right.
mean, you have to just.
But once
let
you get
that
past
go.
That, right? Then you buy in and you find yourself by the end of the first episode, you're like, oh, this has the potential to be great, and then it does not disappoint. So look, fingers crossed for season 2 mm-hmm. of Ted Lasso. But the trailer looks great. You see all your favorites. It looks like there's some crazy screaming moments. Ted Lasso back on July 23rd.
But
so
to the point
month.
You were making, I think if you're someone who watched Friends and from that all you took was, do these people ever work? It's not for you. Like you really need to be able to just
right.
say, all right, it's a
I
TV
accept
show.
This. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of Friends, and I don't know if I was going to get to this or not, but I'm going to because you just brought it up. Gunther, did you wind up watching the reunion special at all?
I did. I told you that. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was actually, other than
oh,
feeling
right.
very bad for Matthew Perry, I thought it was fun. I love the old clips they played. I think, again,
that's
a
reminder
show
of how great it is.
Yeah, that show was very much like we're talking about with Ted Lasso, where they live in their own little world. There's no politics. It's just this thing that's funny. It's 30 minutes of just nonsense. It's great.
Fun with your friends. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Gunther from Friends, he was the barista at Central Perk. Yep. He revealed his real name in real life is James Michael Tyler. And he revealed yesterday that he has stage 4 prostate cancer. He's been battling, and this is, you know, he basically said, I didn't want to be a downer. I didn't want to get wheeled onto the stage at the reunion and have everybody have to be like, oh no, Gunther. So he's revealing it now. He's paralyzed because of this. Because look, the cancer started in his prostate
and it's now spread, so
it's everywhere.
There's no hope for recovery.
No, it seems that he's been battling it for 3 years, but you know, it's progressed
we use
to
that
a point
term, and there are people who recover, and so that's why we use that term,
right?
But there are also people who won't, and it's not a battle, it's just
you can't win every battle,
right?
Unfortunately. So he's 59 years old. He was diagnosed a few years ago. The cancer has since spread to his spine, which has led him to paraplegia.
Paralysis, right?
Yes. Which I think paraplegia is like hips down. Quadriplegia is everything
arms,
but your
shoulders
head.
Down, right.
Or whatever. He said his cancer was caught late, and he hopes that his experience will save lives. He says, next time you go in for just a basic exam or your yearly checkup, ask your doctor for a PSA test. It's easily detectable. If it spreads beyond the prostate to the bones, which is most prevalent in my form, this is his quote, it can be a lot more difficult to deal with. And now it's entered his spine, and it's just terrible news. But I did wonder why Gunther didn't come down and be on the show, and now it's revealed. And I think they even alluded to him not being able to make it. Can't remember exactly how they put it.
Well,
but
didn't
James,
he do a Zoom?
He did. He was on a Zoom.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. That didn't stand out that badly. I could see someone saying, I'm not going to travel. But,
right.
But okay. I mean, either way, I'm very sad to hear that. That's a bummer.
I know. It is. It's terrible. So that's Gunther from Friends, stage 4 cancer. James Michael Tyler is his name in real life. The pandemic really did change everything. It changed people's situations. It changed people's minds in some cases. And I'm going to chalk up this next story to that happening. You remember a few years ago when Steven Spielberg was like the outspoken crusader for Netflix should not be eligible for Academy Awards. These movies they appear in a theater one night and then they figure out a way to become eligible to get these things. Like, we should not be rewarding Netflix for taking away the theater experience. And he was
sure
loud and proud. Well, he's just signed a multi-year feature film deal with Netflix. Come on, Adele. His Amblin Entertainment, it's his long-running film production company, is going to produce several films per year for Netflix. It reflects that Netflix it's a thing. And I think it was shown, I feel like it was shown to be a viable thing. They made real money debuting, or I should say Disney did, made real money debuting things for, you know, pay to see it first, for really less than the price of what it would have taken, cost to take your family to it. Or even two tickets and a couple popcorns, you know, for $30. And people are paying a subscription anyway. So, and they don't make you pay extra on Netflix, although who knows what their model will change to. Maybe they'll go the way of some of the Disney films where for 90 days it costs you $30 and then it's free. So they get all the money they can out of you. But the deal was announced. Not too many details except glowing quotes from Amblin and Netflix executives. All it really says is that they'll do multiple new feature films per year.
Okay. Look, Spielberg, Netflix is great. There's tons of great entertainment on there.
There's a lot of crap on there too.
Yeah, well, and you don't have to watch the crap.
No. Right.
So you got to sift through it to get to something worth watching.
It's useful, though, if you find yourself away from home and not able to access whatever normal vehicle you use. Like, I mean, we can use Xfinity on the road. That's true. But Netflix is another.
Yep.
Just another road to take. I like it. I like having that option.
I do, too. And honestly, the way that the world is good, like, my kids very rarely watch an actual TV. They watch everything on their phones or their iPads or their computers. I mean, mm-hmm. that's sort of where we're getting this entertainment delivery. And my younger kid has a whole group set up, and they all watch stuff together. So they're all on, I think it's Discord. I'm not positive.
They do?
There's a million of these little, like, you are together and someone shares their screen. And you all watch it together. So it's like being in a room with a bunch of your friends and you're laughing and commenting and people like are telling each other to shut up.
But you're still at home alone.
But you're still home alone.
That's crazy.
Technically. I know. It's so fun. But that's where it's going. It's not like they're all of a sudden going to be like, well, I'm 21. I guess I got to graduate to TV. That's not happening. And I think that the people who are ahead of that curve are the ones who are going to survive. Like, it's, you know, and that's why I'll give it to Xfinity. They've actually tried to make the mobile experience just as good.
And streaming.
Right, with the streaming and everything. So it's because that's how people are getting it. And, man, YouTube, my kids are like, 90% of what I watch is just YouTube. I watch people who make stuff and also produce shows that are on there.
That is where kids coming up are learning this, because I already have a 2-year-old that will go, I'll put Blippi on the TV and she wants it on the iPad. Why? Because if you watch through YouTube, you can also split and leave for another thing. And that's that whole scrolling for other shows while the show's on and just popping into the next one over and over. And one of the things I thought about, because as I've watched this whole experience, Quibi was that maybe it's still around, I don't know, but it was it's 7-minute TV show thing, right?
10-minute or less episodes.
They were just too soon. They were just too, they like, that is what how kids coming up will consume television in 7-minute chunks.
Uh-huh. The fact that they couldn't make it during the pandemic is a good sign that you're right. It's either too soon or they didn't catch people at the, you know.
But I do
it's
think
the exact
that
reason why we like TikTok too.
TikTok,
you know,
why is that?
Short videos.
Nobody has
the attention span to watch. You know,
you're watching the same vehicle for an hour. It sucks you right in, but you're flicking through the content and very rarely catching something that makes you say, "I'm staying here."
Yeah, that's all comes to us courtesy of the way they set up YouTube. Thank you, YouTube. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, YouTube.
Hey, but if you haven't tried Guided Access, you have to get on that. Guided Access on the iPad and the iPhone. It's just a setting where you can just have it expire on the kid and like whatever time limit you want. Super important.
Yeah, I agree. You know, there are times when I'll go, you got 10 more minutes, I'll be back. And then I'm in the middle of laundry and this other thing. Mm-hmm. And then I go, 30 minutes has passed. My kids,
and they're all like,
they don't know what 10 minutes means because of that, because I can never really get into that. I'll do that. Guided access, you say?
Yep.
All right.
I just wanted to get one more story in here real quick. I want to say congratulations to a Raider. His name is Carl Nassib, and he is the Las Vegas Raiders. He's the first active player to come out as gay, and he announced it on his Instagram. I think yesterday I saw this.
What's up, people? I'm Carl Nassib. I'm at my house here in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest. I really have the best life. I got the best family, friends, and job a guy could ask for. I'm a pretty private person, so I hope you guys know that I'm really not doing this for attention. I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I actually hope that like one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary. But until then, you know, I'm gonna do my best and do my part to cultivate a culture that's accepting, that's compassionate, and I'm gonna start by donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project. They're an incredible organization. They're the number one suicide prevention service for LGBTQ youth in America. And they're truly doing incredible things. And I'm very excited to be a part of it, to help in any way that I can. and I'm really pumped to see what the future holds.
That's Carl Nassib. He's an LV Raider, and he came out yesterday.
I love that. Making history. I loved that. That was so
it's beautiful.
Perfectly put. Great job. What's his name? Carl?
Carl Nassib, N-A-S-S-I-B.
Carl. Boy, the name Carl isn't around much anymore, is it?
Mm-mm. You don't hear a lot of Carls. No, it's true.
Huh. Because
I know a lot of, actually quite a number of NFL players and other professional sports players, they come out after they're out of the league.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there was, so I was reading through in Out Magazine, like just a long, long list of people who still broke ground because they were a big name and they were a hero to many and then came out like as early, you know, in the 60s and 70s, that was a huge deal. You know, now it's like, who cares? You're gay. But it's,
who is
and it's
that player. There was a player drafted by the Rams. I thought that
Michael
was gay.
Sam. Is that his name?
Say it again.
Michael Sam or
maybe
Sam. Hold on. He's on my list here. Michael Sam. He was the first. He was out and he was the first person drafted, but he didn't make the team. He wound up playing in Canada for a couple of seasons.
So he was
the first Canadian NFL or I guess it's not the it's the CFL.
No, it's not the NFL. Right.
Yeah.
So he didn't make it. All right.
He did not make it. He did not get an official place on the roster. But he still made history. And there's a, if you look at Out Magazine, they have 28 football players who came out of the closet, but most of them were after the fact. He's the first. Carl is the first active NFL player. I'm totally out of time. So sorry. Take it away. What do you got?
If you listen to Alice, you know about songs stuck in your head. I've got a story about that and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.